and welcome to episode 2 of User Submitted, the show where we discuss what you, the users, want to talk about. I'm Stan Vizneski, and with me tonight is Ken Hawk. Ken, what's going on?
Nothing much. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
Good. We also have a special guest in the studio tonight, Eric Gilbert. What's up, dude?
What's going on?
All right.
Wonderful.
Eric, so how do you know us?
I've been friends with both of you for, like, ever, so...
For, like, ever.
Elementary school, like...
Little League.
Fourth grade shit.
Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Well, we have a great show lined up for you today. Let's discuss the first topic. The topic was submitted by Steve Fazo through Facebook. His topic is Hollywood and originality. So, well, thanks, Steve, for the topic, but what do you think about it, Ken?
He's right in a lot of senses that Hollywood is becoming increasingly unoriginal. Quote-unquote unoriginal. Because it's like, it seems to be the trend that, like, they've always made, like, adaptations of books and stuff.
Right.
But it seems nowadays that they're taking more and more ideas from everywhere and, like, doing reboots and, you know, taking things from television and all this stuff.
I feel like it's kind of hard not to take ideas from other things now, because, like, how long has film been around?
Yeah.
Like, it's hard to create an original idea. I mean, you can create, like, a plot twist or something that's different, but it's going to be based on something else.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because they've always had the same kind of stories. Like, you always have the buddy cop movie. Like,
right.
They've done hundreds of those.
Yes, hundreds.
And that's always been around. Or, like, you know, action movies are always usually the same. And there's not much, you know, variety, really. But recently, I think his point is that recently there's, you know, it's either a superhero movie or it's a, like, a remake or
especially
a sequel.
Nowadays.
Yeah,
so many
nowadays.
Superhero movies.
Exactly.
Well, with superhero movies, like, you kind of have to reboot it, like, you know, over every couple years. Like, you don't have to, but you do because
people want it.
You can't use, like, the same story that some other director, you know, you want to go your own direction with it. So
yeah.
I feel like that is, like, more of the creative uniqueness than, yeah, even though some of them were going by comic books, and then, but they also put their own spin on it as well. So
yeah. And comic books in, you know, as themselves, they always make alternate universes.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, like, a million stories that they redo storylines and stuff like that. That's always been a thing.
Well, how many years in between the two major Spider-Man films, or the, not films, but the series, how many years was that in between?
Not very long.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, yeah, not very long.
Was,
they just continually
made. Was it Topher Grace?
Yeah. And then they went to the other guy.
What's his name?
Tobey Maguire.
No, Tobey Maguire was not Topher Grace.
Topher Grace.
Who the hell
was
Topher Grace?
Topher Grace was Venom. He was Venom in 3.
Okay. Well, who's the new guy?
I don't know. But
well,
it's amazing.
It was Andrew Garfield was the new
Andrew
guy.
Andrew Garfield. But then they just canceled it. And you were talking about
he's gone now.
Bringing...
He was supposed to be on for 3. They totally got rid of him. And
yeah,
another...
well, it's like he was supposed to... He signed on for like 3 and 4 or something.
He did, but they... I think he really angered somebody at one of those Japanese press conferences, or not the press conferences, but in a meeting, and he, like, disrespected them.
Really?
In a meeting, and yeah, like...
I didn't hear this.
It was, yeah, like, and apparently, like, they were done with him, because he, yeah, he totally disrespect. Like, it was, like, you know, cultural, like,
yeah, cultural disrespecting, yeah.
Yeah, and he was out. That's why in wake of this new, like, Marvel deal with Sony Pictures,
yeah,
that's, like, you know,
deal.
They're basically recasting the Spider-Man, but...
Yeah.
Sony Pictures has all the say in who gets casted in that. So
they haven't decided who they're going to cast for the new Spider-Man already, right?
No, but there's 2 front runners, and I don't know if that's even going to pan out. But
yeah.
I don't know the name.
Well, we talked last week. It should have been Donald Glover from Childish.
Oh yeah, that's if they did a Miles Morales
awesome.
Spin on it. But yeah, in the press conference for when they announced the deals, they announced it like strictly Peter Parker. So
yeah.
It's not Miles Morales.
But I think with superhero movies, I mean those. Those, I think, are fun. I mean, they can make a million superhero movies. And nowadays, the reason they didn't do superhero movies in the past is because the technology wasn't as good
right,
as it is
it
now.
Would have been.
Now they have unlimited possibilities for what they can do. So I think that's why superhero movies are so popular nowadays. But it seems that other things like TV shows being redone and, like, you know, it's just, they're just grabbing anything from the past. But I think I have a theory where this generation is very loves nostalgia, They always, everybody goes back and like talks about what they can do. Because now with the internet, you can actually go back and watch those things. You weren't able to do that back then. And now you have like BuzzFeed articles where it's like, you know, 20 scenes from TV shows that makes you a 90s kid or something like that. Where
like Rugrats and shit.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, the producers of movies are kind of tapped into that. So now they're deciding to, you know, try to exploit that, basically.
Well, I mean, I can't really blame Hollywood for wanting to make Fast Five and Transformers 12. It's like, there's so much money to be made because consumers, that's what they want. I mean, there's a group of consumers that want original content, but then there's a group of consumers out there that just want, like, I want to see explosions. I want to see action.
Michael Bay does anything.
I'm comfortable with those things.
And it's...
Give me Bad Boys 3.
Yeah, and I think as a marketing standpoint, when you have a franchise or something that has a group of fans already, it's like, well, those people are going to watch it. And you're already familiar with a lot of it, so I think they're more likely to just like go with that kind of franchise rather than create a new story that's similar.
Because it takes a lot of talent to create a whole new story when you can just make Fast 7 or whatever the hell's coming out and just, what are they in, Dubai?
Yeah.
Let's drive on.
And it literally is the same movie. It's just, but it's done, you know, it's giving people what
they
want.
What are they stealing now?
The what?
What are they stealing in this one? Like, that's pretty much what they
did. Yeah, exactly.
Like, they stole money in Fast 5. I think I skipped Fast 6 or whatever it was called.
I totally didn't see Fast 6 yet.
Fast 5 was awesome, though. That was the first one with The Rock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty cool. The whole, like, the way they took the safe and stuff was pretty neat.
Although, like, you know how, like, Star Trek is rebooted? And I was never into Star Trek before. Mm-hmm. And technically, it's not a reboot. It's an alternate time, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Timeline. But that was one of the things that really, like, I was never a Star Trek fan, but I love those movies.
Yeah. It brought you in. It can bring new people in.
Exactly, yeah.
But there was a... You didn't see the same infographic I saw, right?
No.
Yeah, there's an infographic on the website. What was it? Firstshowing.net. It shows original movies / adaptations and sequels by four different decades. Starts in 1981 and goes up to 2011. In 1981, of the top 10 movies, there's 7 original films. In 2011, there was 0.
Yeah, that's basically like me and Mary Beth did a bunch of research, and that was basically the conclusion that last year there were 2 of the top 20 top grossing movies. 2 of them were original movies, which are Interstellar and Neighbors. But Neighbors is basically just a, you know, neighbors fighting each other.
Yeah, that's not really original.
Yeah, it's a really old story.
It was all ad-libbed.
Yeah, exactly. So it wasn't even written, really. I mean,
well,
it was
there
just
was
like
a structure,
loosely
but then
structured, and
Seth
then
Rogen
just,
went all over, you know,
exactly,
all over the place. You could tell those scenes kind of ran like their course, like when they were being shot, and they were just throwing things in like at random.
But we also took we looked at the Oscar nominees for Best Picture of the years that we looked 2014, 2004, 94, and 84, and throughout there was only one or two films that weren't based off of something.
Right.
So it's really weird because you'd think like, all right, so popular, the top grossing movies, all right, there's no originality. There should be originality in, you know, the ones for Oscars, but that's not really the case. It's usually, like a majority of the time, they're based off of books or plays or something.
Right, like Gone Girl was one of the better movies
last
year. Yeah,
exactly. And it's like, most of them, like if you go down the line, it's either 20 or 40%. Or
like me, I don't read, so I'm cool with seeing Gone Girl. I don't have to read the book.
Yeah, exactly. And
I see a 2.5-hour movie, I'm like, this thing's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think the point of it is that because people keep saying that they're running out of ideas. I don't think they're running out of ideas. They've always been, you know, recycling storylines and characters and stuff like that. But now it's just they're attached to other franchises and other like toys and TV
whatever
shows
pays
stuff.
The bills.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't see the problem with it, honestly.
But the thing is, and well, I mean, I don't like most, like, there's a lot of things about Hollywood I don't like, but I'm not going to complain about that because it's something that...
Talk about mainstream Hollywood?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the thing is, those movies, they put the most money in, so they have the most fear of having a failure. So they want to guarantee a profit because they're businessmen. They're not like they're not like artists. They own a business and they're trying to make a profit off of these movies. So they're going to go with a low risk, route, which is usually, with stories and things that are already have a cult or
established, established fan base.
Yeah. I
don't see a problem with it. I mean, if you want original content, there's original content out there. I mean,
also, the thing is they're also fighting with television, which right now television probably the best it's ever been with HBO and
AMC's really making
AMC. I mean,
but they have been copying off of everybody. I swear, like I've seen that show The Americans that came out, and there's a show just like it that just came out.
Okay,
and
then what about Breaking Bad?
Well, Breaking Bad, I haven't seen anybody do anything.
But like,
The Wire, whatever. Like,
The TV,
not like the same thing.
TV has always been a low budget, like lower budget compared to Hollywood. Mm. But nowadays, they're spending just as much on like Game of Thrones.
Dude, Game of Thrones budget's huge.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but and now they're also put like other places are putting out like the Vikings, and then like,
well, yeah, they're copying.
There's like Civil War ones coming out, like, and then there's like three different ones from three different
Yeah, I mean, it's the same. Oh, God. It's the same pattern, but. Now TV is fighting for, movies. And movies are getting more of a crunch. It's the same,
It's kind of like the opposite now. Used to, TV wasn't the powerhouse. And
yeah, exactly. And now people, why go see movies if I can see something just as good? I mean, we have, 50, 60-inch TVs now.
Yeah.
We can basically have a theater in our house, and we can just watch.
Well, I know this isn't really with the originality of Hollywood, whatever, but this is just an idea. What would you guys pay a month to just get a subscription-based service, kind of like Netflix, but for new movies? Like, the weekend it comes out, I can pay $15 to buy or $20 to buy it. Because what do you pay when you go out?
It's if like I could pay my Netflix subscription, $8,
But
every month? I'll pay every month if I could have that all year.
No, but what I'm saying is, okay, you go to the just movies, for new how movies. Much does it cost?
It costs like $20 per or it's so like $12 per ticket. $12 usually. A ticket. Yeah.
Snacks, which is $5, $6 for like popcorn.
Well, you go to the dollar store beforehand. Yeah.
She's got to bring a big purse.
You stuff your pockets. They don't stop you. That dude's getting paid like minimum wage. He ain't stopping me.
We make crap money.
Yeah, I know from experience.
Yeah,
they don't care.
But what I'm saying is, you pay $15. That's the cost of one ticket. Let's just say.
Mm-hmm.
You get to keep that movie.
Yeah.
You want to do that?
And you know what? I don't think they would, obviously I don't think that would ever happen. That'd be cool, but I would totally pay $20 a month. And if I pay $20 a month all year, if I could pick and choose all the movies I could see. And then, once they got out of theaters,
that's too low.
Because, you wouldn't have you wouldn't have a library to seek. And then, you wouldn't have a library. And they could also still make money on the resale.
But I think, they probably would make a lot of money from that. Because, with all the money they make in theaters, not everybody goes to the movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
They usually just wait. But now if they have...
Or you pirate movies.
Yeah. If you're a smuggler like Eric over here. But, I think that would be fun. Because think of how much money they make from people who, don't usually go to the movie theater. They can just...
Well, what did Sony Pictures just do with The Interview?
They lost a lot of money on that.
They lost a lot of money, but they tried something new.
They did try it, but that was only because it leaked anyway. Like, so many people had it.
They did it on purpose. I don't believe in leaks.
No, I think they did it on purpose.
They don't do that on purpose, because, the actors were angry about it. Like, Seth Rogen and...
There was actually a leaked, because of the hacking, there was a leaked email that from the executive producers of Sony saying that, we don't really have faith in this movie. We don't think it's very good.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, they didn't really like it. And they were getting threats, and when the theaters dropped out, they just said, all right, we're not going to release it because we don't really care about it that much anyway. So they didn't release it, but then there was this huge backlash, so that's why they put this. So I think they probably made more than they thought they were going to make.
Yeah. Well, if they would have released a crap movie on with those two big names, Seth Rogen and Franco.
Yeah.
James Franco. Is it James Franco?
Franco.
James Franco. I think they would have at least made, it would have bombed in the box office, but they probably would have had a better release than they did.
I like the idea, though. I think it can be a successful way to handle business.
It might be, well, the thing that theaters have to do, they have to, like, if they want to compete with streaming, which is, like, taking over, they have to make it more of an experience. Like, a lot of...
Well,
like,
they are.
A lot of... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. A lot of theaters have, like, recliners and...
Yeah, you know, ours is... When I went to go see the American Sniper, I walked... I used to work at that movie theater. I walked, and I was like, whoa...
Yeah.
When they had these recliners.
Yeah.
So now, is there as much seating in that one as there was in the other ones?
Like, less seating, obviously.
Less seating, okay.
The seats are bigger, and the aisles are larger for your feet to go out.
Yeah.
But it was awesome. I would totally go there again. That does add to the experience, if I'm already paying the same price.
You almost feel like you're at home.
Yeah. That's more comfortable.
But then again, it's like, you know, if you have, like, a good surround sound and a big enough TV, might as well just stay home.
Yeah, I mean, people put so much money into
Blu-ray comes out. Yeah, you have to wait.
Like, I would love it. Like, I'd like the way the interview did it, because it came out the same day, right?
Yeah.
So you pay $15, watch the movie at home. You keep it.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems to be going that direction.
Yeah. But I know, I also heard their AMC's testing out, like, you pay $35-$40 a month, you can go a movie a day if you want.
Really?
That'd be kind of cool.
I don't think... People they're doing it quite day. Everywhere. Yeah, it's just a test markets.
Yeah.
But would you pay $40 a month?
See, the thing is, I don't go to movies that much, but I would love, like, during the summertime, like, if you get, like, a, you know, like, a half a year package, like, yeah, I would totally do that. Because, like, in the summer months, like, all those movies are coming out. Like, I want to see the Avengers.
Yeah, like Transformers 12.
Yeah, all the, yeah, well, see, yeah, all those, all the big market Hollywood movies. Content. You know, I do like to see all them, though, you know. I don't know. It would be a decision of price. Like, what am I willing to pay, and what are they offering?
Yeah. But that price is going to be all over the place for people. There's people that go to the movies every week, and spend $15-$20 on a ticket, IMAX, and all that stuff.
3D.
They're saving money that way.
Yeah, absolutely.
But somebody for me who don't,
the movie,
like,
theater's missing out.
But I don't go to the movie theater because it's too expensive.
Yeah. You don't go because.
Money.
Who was the time?
Who was it? Yeah, well, 2 hours. I don't. Yeah.
Well, cool. Do you guys want to move on to the next topic?
Sure.
Cool.
Chip Kelly is so in love with Mariota, he just asked his father for permission to draft him.
Jameis Winston, he can't play. Too much trouble anyway. No interest in a linebacker or defensive back. Don't matter who disagrees. Jeff Lurie gave me the keys. I'm the man in charge of this. I'll take a quarterback. Roseman's out of personnel. Marcus knows my system well. What an arm, and he can run. I love him like a son. Nick Foles, take a hike. Mark Sanchez, I don't like. Need a freaking quarterback. Do anything to get it done. I'm in love.
All right, let's move on to the next topic. Submitted by Ryan Wisniewski?
That's my brother.
Rye guy. He did the intro, if you don't know, Eric.
Yeah,
I heard DJ Dunn's like
I
a
figured
month.
That's what it came from.
Oh, you listen to that part of the podcast?
Yeah.
5 minutes in?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the topic he brought up was, should we go all out on Mariota next year, Eagles, or should we roll it out with Nick Foles? What do you think, Eric?
I think you're giving up way too much for Mariota.
Really?
Way too much. Like, and it, like, I don't like the secondary at all. I think we should just redo the secondary, if possible. Mm-hmm. But I think you keep Foles. Who's going to be our backup quarterback? Who knows? I don't know. I don't think Sanchez is going to stay.
Nah, he's gone.
I don't know. But I think you're giving away too much for Mariota. It's not, and he's unproven, so you can't, you know, you can't really bank on him being, you know, Chip Kelly likes him, I know that, but he's still unproven, and, you know, first play, get hurt.
Let's go for Mariota.
He's got some.
Let's mix it up, man. Yeah. I'm tired of this team. Nick Foles is, honestly, is he good?
He's good. I mean, he's good. Adequate.
Adequate?
Yeah.
He had a great, I guess it was a second year, but he had 27 touchdowns, two interceptions.
Yeah.
Holy crap, right?
He's in the Hall of Fame. Let's just say that.
He's in the Hall of Fame now. Yeah. No, but what I'm saying is, what do you do the next year? He got injured, what, week 7, 8? What did he do?
Now, I don't agree that he's a franchise quarterback for the team, but he's what we have right now, and we need to ride it out.
You don't think we need a franchise quarterback?
Oh, I think we definitely need one, but we need more. See, we need more than that.
I don't think... The term franchise quarterback is kind of stupid because you only know that after the fact. But, like, I don't think we need, like, an elite quarterback to make the Super Bowl. I mean, if you say that, then, like, Eli Manning is a elite quarterback. Or, you know, Joe Flacco is an elite quarterback. Those aren't elite quarterbacks.
Yeah, well,
but they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you know, you see a lot of Joe Flacco in Nick Foles.
And yeah,
maybe some Ben Roethlisberger.
Exactly, and they've all gotten Super Bowls. So I think that teams don't win, like, you don't win the Super Bowl just for the quarterback. You win it for the offensive, defensive line, and the defense.
And cheating.
And cheating.
Okay, well,
cheating helps.
Be honest with me here. Do you think Mariota would run Chip Kelly's offense better than Nick Foles?
Yeah.
Yes, I do think that.
Yeah.
If you consider, if you think Chip Kelly's offense is a, you know, the play.
I love Chip Kelly's offense.
Yeah. So do I, but I think he's flexible with his offense.
You know,
I think he really works with the people he's got. Governor.
The offense works, but on the other side of the ball, the defense seems like they get tired, as you know, they're not up for it as much as the offense is. Mm. Well, yeah. I know they all run the same amount of plays during practice, and I know Kerry Williams is a crybaby, saying that, you know, he's overrunning practice and yeah. He has nothing for game day. But, like, I mean, there's a give and take with that. Like,
he's also, like, ancient. Like, he's so old.
Yeah.
Like, he's on his way out, so of course he's going to be saying that shit.
And also, with the whole Mariota thing, like, do you bring youth in so they can run this system? Like, I think there needs to be youth all around, like, in order to run this system.
I don't like running quarterbacks. I think that's the thing. I want a quarterback who can run. I don't want a running quarterback. Like, I don't want an RG3 who, because those people, they just get injured constantly. And the reason Nick Foles got injured last year was because he didn't have all of his offensive line. Like, his line was beat up through the whole time he was there. He finally gets finally the week before, he'll get most of his offensive line back, he gets hurt. And then Sanchez goes, what, like,
he was like 2-4, yeah, or something. I don't know. I'm ready for some excitement. I just think, and this might blow your mind, because as you guys know, he was my number one draft pick. But, I'm totally okay with getting rid of LeSean McCoy.
Really?
What?
That, yeah. Hmm. Blew your mind. What did I say?
Blew your mind. Why do you think McCoy did badly last year? Or didn't do as well last year?
Do you think it was the offensive line? Because what did he do the second half?
It was definitely offensive line.
No, it wasn't.
I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
Once Foles got out, because Foles can throw the deep ball, and that's why they always do two safeties back, and that opens up McCoy. But when you get rid of that long ball, they only do one safety, like one high safety.
Well, you're also looking at DeSean Jackson. He was going last year, too.
Yeah. So that deep, but the thing is that Macklin did just as well. He was having a career, career until Sanchez came, and then he didn't do anything.
That's because they were scared to throw the long ball.
Yeah, exactly, because Sanchez doesn't have that arm. So if Foles would have that arm, you could open up McCoy. And he was getting better as, you know, once Lane Johnson came back. But once Foles went out and Sanchez came in, everybody just, all the defenses would shut McCoy down.
Do you keep McCoy next year? I'm sorry, McCoy. I meant Macklin.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He did really well.
I like Jordan Matthews.
Yeah, but you number two.
Yeah,
maybe.
Macklin is too short though to like go up and get those long balls. Like if you want a deep threat, you need to have somebody tall.
You think Jordan Matthews?
Letty just raises his
hand. I'm raising my hand because we're talking over each other. Do you think Jordan Matthews is a number one wide receiver?
Absolutely not.
Okay, so you said,
but on the team, he had best years, yeah.
Well, he had a great year, not number one, not even number two. He's number three.
I wouldn't get rid of Macklin after last year. He was doing really well. And if he can stay healthy.
You think he's hitting his stride right now?
Yeah, I really do.
He'll bring it in the next season.
And I like Jordan Matthews. But I think Macklin will.
You keep Macklin, you keep Matthews.
Get rid of Riley
Cooper.
You gotta find somebody better than Riley Cooper.
Yeah,
that was the worst signing ever. They should have let go of him after the whole N-word.
He didn't do bad 2 years ago, but he wasn't on last year.
I will say I do like their tight end situation with Celek and Ertz. Oh man.
Yeah, it's great. Can't beat that.
But draft, you don't pick Mariota. You go for like a someone on defense. Well, secondary.
My final comment is Mariota, Chip Kelly. That's the best marriage you could possibly have.
Match made in heaven.
I would go to that wedding because the wedding is the Super Bowl. So
it's very dramatic.
Yeah, I gotta be dramatic on that. Any last words, Eric, on this comment?
Get rid of the secondary, everybody, and keep Foles for a year, too.
See what he could do.
See what he could do. Yeah.
But you're gonna have to pay him. This is last year's contract.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Well, I'm not in the front office, so I don't know how they're gonna work that out. But
nobody thinks about the money.
No. Yeah. Now you just open up a whole box of worms.
Yep. All right, guys. Well, let's wrap this up. Eric, I'd like to thank you for coming to our second episode. How honored are you right now?
Pretty yep. honored. I appreciate you guys inviting me, and I'm happy to be here.
I bet you are.
I am.
I think you already invited yourself again, too, which is fucked up.
Whoa. I just said whatever. You need another guest appearance.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go through our social media stuff. Okay. We're on Twitter at the letter U submitted pod. I couldn't fit user submitted podcast. User submitted was already taken. So send hate mail to that guy. We're on Facebook. Facebook groups, just search for user submitted. What else will be on, Ken? SoundCloud, user submitted. Just search for user submitted on the internets.
Yeah. And we don't have a MySpace, though, so.
All right. Oh, screw yeah, MySpace. I miss MySpace. Was I on your top 8?
Yeah. Both of you were, I think.
Was I number 1?
I don't know. I'd have to go check.
Can you go check?
Go check?
I could.
Do you still have it?
I still have a MySpace. I don't know if you guys have one.
Well, hurry up and check, because we're almost done. And I want to know by the end of the podcast.
I know where my phone is.
All right, like we normally do, we end the show with one of our favorite songs. This week is Kenny's turn. Ken, what do you got?
Well, because I brought up nostalgia earlier with the movie topic, I thought I'd play a song that we used to listen to back in the day.
Cool.
Which is now like 10 years ago.
Probably older than that.
They're so old.
I think they just had their 10-year anniversary like 4 years ago.
But I'm going to play Taking Back Sunday, Great Romances of the 20th Century.
Awesome. Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it. See you later, guys.
Girl can make you dizzy, like you've been drinking Jack and Coke all morning. She can make you feel high, full of single greatest commodity known to man. Promise. The promise of a better day. The promise of a greater hope. The promise of a new tomorrow. This particular ore can be found in the gait of a beautiful girl, in her smile and in her soul. And the way she makes every rotten little thing about life seem like it's gonna be okay.